We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
A nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on a Monday morning. 66 degrees. Gasoline prices continue to cause a headache for people's wallets. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg.
The average price of regular grade gasoline is $3.25. It's up 2 cents from 2 weeks ago. But this actually just cancels out the 2 cent drop in the prior 2 week period. So we have the same price as we had 1 month ago.
Gas prices continue to average about a dollar more per gallon than at this time last year. A Supreme Court justice weighs in on some of the changes to the high court being proposed by some in Congress.
In a Fox News Sunday exclusive, Justice Stephen Breyer said there could be a negative to tweaks like increasing the number of justices.
You start changing all these things around and people will lose trust in the court.
There's also the idea of term limits instead of lifetime appointments for justices. Breyer said that could be done, but
it should be a very long term because you don't want the judge who's holding that term to start thinking about his next job.
There had been speculation about Breyer's retirement, but he has not announced an intent to step down. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Kansas State Fair officials judging the 4-H entomology entries last week discovered an invasive insect that prompted quarantines elsewhere. Fair board member Greg Hadley said the student who caught the bug didn't know it had prompted quarantines in at least 45 counties in Pennsylvania and New Jersey to try to stop its spread. Hadley said it's not clear how the invasive bug made it into Kansas, but it may have hitched a ride on a camper.
The state of Kansas agreeing to pay $1.9 million to attorneys who succeeded in getting the federal courts to strike down a proof of citizenship requirement for new voters.
The amount arose from negotiations between attorneys for the state and lawyers for Kansas residents who filed two federal lawsuits against a state law requiring people to provide citizenship documents when registering to vote. They jointly asked Friday for U.S. District Judge Julie Robinson to sign off. The lawsuit successfully argued that the proof of citizenship requirement denied voting rights to thousands of citizens while doing little or nothing to stop fraud. The law was championed by former Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
A Democratic senator whose vote is crucial to the president's human infrastructure package spoke out against the proposed bill yesterday in multiple television interviews.
President Biden's $3.5 trillion spending plan might be in trouble, and it's because of a fellow Democrat. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia says he won't support even half of that amount or the ambitious timetable for passing it. That does not bode well for the plan because Democrats have no votes to spare if they want to enact the president's massive Build Back Better agenda. Congressional committees hope to have the bill drafted by Wednesday. Manchin says that isn't going to happen.
That's Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer reporting.
One cruise line is changing its rules again for COVID-19 vaccines and testing.
Carnival Cruise Lines now says starting today, all passengers on their ships who are fully vaccinated must also present a negative COVID-19 test taken within 2 days of planned departure. They say this is due to the increased number of cases of Delta variant COVID in the United States. They also plan to set up rapid testing on site at cruise ports to help passengers have the most recent testing possible. And they will also be expanding mask requirements while on board ship to include even more spaces where people congregate. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a warm start to our day, we can expect to be sunny and hot again later this afternoon. Gusty south winds at times with a high 94. Clear overnight, our low in the upper 60s. Then scattered thunderstorms develop along and near a frontal boundary on Tuesday with a high near 90. Storms continue into Tuesday night. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now clear skies, 66 degrees, a south wind at 14 miles per hour. Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS, here on this Monday morning. Time for Monday with the Mayor. Mondays with the Mayor, Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple with us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, guys.
You know, we were talking a while ago, and I'm not doing this by any means to cause you any embarrassment at all, okay?
I love conversations that start like this.
Yeah, really. You want to go away and hide already. Now, we were just talking about the 9/11 remembrances that were going on the weekend. I don't know if you caught any of them. There were some terrific documentaries and so forth about 9/11. And some of us, like I said, 20 years after the fact, I haven't wanted to revisit it very much because those of us who covered the story or whatnot, you're too raw for me to study or to listen to and watch. But, yeah, I watched them over the weekend. I was very impressed by our fellow Americans and how the sacrifices and the heroism and so forth. But we were just saying that there are some people who don't even – just not old enough to remember that. We were kind of thinking maybe you were old enough to remember that. What, do you have any memories of 9/11?
Aren't you guys sweet? I actually was in college during 9/11, and it changed the entire trajectory of my life. A lot of people in my generation, you know, 19, 20 years old, joined the military or found other ways to give back and do service work. And that's frankly what got me out into Wichita. You know, I'm from out of state. Is I joined AmeriCorps after failing an asthma test and getting, you know, not being able to join the Army. I was 19 years old, but it's crazy. Now I teach, you know, part-time out of college, where to those students, they were not born or they were, you know, have no memory of it. It's kind of like the moon landing to them or the JFK assassination to them.
Absolutely. And I'm glad I asked you the question. I didn't mean to embarrass you, but I don't know how old you were, but that's a
no, I get it.
Yours a great response. I mean, yeah, there were some people who it changed their lives. It took them in another direction, and you're one of them. How about that?
Yeah, the interesting thing looking back to compared to the crisis we're currently in with COVID versus, you know, our last in my lifetime major crisis, which was 9/11. You know, watching our leadership, watching President Bush really in his Democratic colleagues too work to bring us together as a nation during that time, really fought back against the more divisive type of separatist type rhetoric. And frankly, it's something that is kind of amazing to watch because, again, we're in the internet's now a lot more than it was then. It's a lot more easier to find divisive opinions, but it was a different feeling. So watching some of those documentaries and comparing it to today was pretty interesting.
Yep, that's right. A completely different mood. It was something to remember
No, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Now I was watching the Chiefs game on television briefly yesterday before I got in my car and listened to it on the radio, but. I noticed that the Arrowhead Stadium up there is a GEHA or something like that stadium.
Field,
whatever. They were pretty much a packed house. And I saw a lot of people just elbow to elbow and not too many masks on. I wonder if the Kansas City area hospitals will see an upsurge in COVID cases.
Yeah, it's just interesting. At least it's open air. I know that the Delta variant is much more contagious, but yeah, I think that folks feel a little more confident in open air, especially if you are vaccinated. So, you know, hopefully we won't see too much of a bump. We do see the bump in numbers usually when, you know, people do indoor activities, when like after Thanksgiving, after the type of activities where you go inside with a group of people and then one person might be sick and not know it. But as far as the sporting events, it's really yet to be seen. Hopefully we can get a handle on these numbers and these cases and, you know, get us back to a downward trend in those spikes.
The speaking of open air and activities, of course, State Fair started this last weekend, and Zubilee at the Sedgwick County Zoo was a big deal. I'm sure you were out there greeting the public, yeah, weren't you?
Actually, my wife had her 20-year Bishop Carroll high school reunion, so we were at Tanganyika where we had that, and I got backhand by a sloth. So luckily, I kept my being around animals down to a minimum because I don't know. The zoo, the Central County Zoo, has a lot bigger, more predatory animals. So luckily, the way things are working out that day for me, I stayed away from the zoo.
Wait a minute. You were backhanded by a sloth?
Yeah. I tried to take a selfie with the sloth, like anyone would do. And it has like a claw for a hand.
Yeah.
And the sloth whisperer who was with us, she said, oh, he was probably just trying to climb on you. It's like, oh, no, that was a backhand. That was absolutely sloth is not a supporter, I guess, which I respect.
I thought maybe that was your nickname for Bob Layton, so I'm glad to hear you were at Tanganyika and that's not a deal.
Yeah, Bob Layton, I'm sure I like to backhand me once in a while.
Oh yeah. And he has kind of like
a few other members on the council, actually. What am I?
I've noticed he has his hands are somewhat claw like as well. You know that you understand a sloth is probably the slowest animal on earth. You must be kind of,
they're quicker than you think. Well, that was my thought. Yeah, they're quicker than you think.
Your political opponents are taking note. If I get in a fist fight with this guy, it should be pretty easy.
He exposed a blind spot that sloth did, which again, yeah, you're right. I probably shouldn't be talking too much about the blind spot.
I did have a baboon throw sand in my face one time, but that's as close as I got.
I didn't know you worked in politics.
Oh, yeah. I was campaigning for mayor. Hey, listen, thank you, and I appreciate your thoughts today on 9/11. That was good information to know about. And backhanded by a sloth, huh?
It's been a heck of a week. Hopefully this week will be better.
All right. Thank you, sir. Mondays with the mayor, Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple with Stephen Tennant. 7:41 here on this Monday morning, and coming up, we'll take a look at some local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. In fact, Union Rescue Mission is expanding. We're going to tell you about that coming up. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.